This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Former President Donald Trump crushed his presidential primary opponent, Nikki Haley, this weekend in her home state, with Trump taking almost 60% of the vote and Haley taking about 40%. Trump declared the GOP united, and he says he's looking toward the next presidential primary races.
Michigan's coming up. We're doing great. The auto workers are going to be with us 100% because they got sold out by this country. But Michigan's up, and we're going to have a tremendous success there. And then we have a thing called Super Tuesday, and I think we're leading 91-7 overall.
Trump's victory in the conservative state was expected. It is his fourth straight nominating contest win. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, meanwhile, is vowing to stay in the race for the Republican nomination after losing her home state's primary to Trump. And as NPR's Jong-Yoon Han reports, Haley supporters say they are sticking with her.
The mood at Nikki Haley's watch party was a mix of disappointed, unsurprised, and yet still optimistic. Bill Medved of Charleston says he's upset that the state turned out more for Trump than Haley.
I think sometimes people are just not willing to support a woman at this, unfortunately, at this point. And that may be an overriding thing, at least in South Carolina.
But former Bluffton Mayor Lisa Selka says Haley has what it takes to turn the race around.
She's smart, she's passionate, and she is what every female should want to aspire to be, the way she handled herself tonight.
Haley says she will continue campaigning in the lead up to Super Tuesday on March 5th. Jong-Yoon Han, NPR News, Charleston, South Carolina.
Israeli police turned water cannons on protesters, demanding their government bring home hostages held by Hamas. This was a first as protests against Israel's strategy have continued. At the same time, Israeli, U.S., and Qatari negotiators in Paris continue to work for a ceasefire. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports.
Thousands protested Saturday night in cities across Israel against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government, demanding early elections and a deal to release the hostages held by Hamas at any price. Those sprayed with water included already released hostages and relatives of hostages still being held in Gaza. Israeli police say at least 21 people were arrested in Tel Aviv. In Jerusalem, around 1,000 people marched with torches from the president's residence to the city center, calling for the release of the hostages and early elections. A man whose son was killed by Hamas on October 7th told Israeli media that Netanyahu and his ministers are turning the hostage families into the enemy. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR News in Washington. At the Screen Actors Guild Awards in Los Angeles that aired on Netflix, the critically acclaimed film Oppenheimer walked away with the top prize. We get more from Steve Futterman.
When the final envelope was opened, it was another big win for the film that tells the story of the development of the atomic bomb.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer won the top prize, Best Cast in a Motion Picture, along with two other awards, Best Male Actor for its star Cillian Murphy and Best Supporting Male Actor for Robert Downey Jr. Best Female Actor went to Native American performer Lily Gladstone for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. She started her onstage thank yous in her native Blackfoot language, then talked about the importance of telling everyone's story.
Keep speaking your truths and keep speaking up for each other.
Oppenheimer has won just about all the major awards this season, including last month at the Golden Globes, and it's the favorite to win the most highly sought-after award, Best Picture, at the Oscars in 2 weeks. For NPR News, I'm Steve Futterman in Los Angeles.
Good news for tourists in Paris. A workers' strike against the Eiffel Tower has ended after 6 days, and the famous landmark is once again open to visitors. The Eiffel Tower's management says it's pledged to invest more than $400 million in renovations of the 135-year-old structure over the next 6 years. Salary talks have also opened. The Eiffel Tower will feature prominently in the Paris Games that are slated for this summer. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Allianz Travel Insurance. With benefits kicking in as close as 100 miles from home, you can protect your travel plans whether you're driving across state lines or flying cross country. Learn more at AllianzTravelInsurance.com.